Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Today, this video is sponsored by my spiritual growth program. It is a four-week program that I want to take you from simply surviving to thriving in 2025. We are going to come up with a specific plan that's going to help you draw closer to God and to continue on with your spiritual and goals to be more and to hear the voice of God and to have scriptures to rely on moving forward in your journey with growing closer to God. And so if you're interested in this spiritual growth program where we're going to do some counseling, do some deep work, and really get you on a path to thriving and not just surviving, get you on a path to feel more hopeful and joyful about your future. The Bible says that His plans are not to harm you, and His plans are to give you a hope and a future. And that is the promise that I want you to cling to today. And so if you want to get to know more about this spiritual growth program, book a free call with me at bit.ly/capital HP free call. Okay, I will be talking with you soon. Let's get back into the episode. Hi, friends. Thank you for tuning in to the His Promises podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the rainbow, the true meaning of the rainbow, because I believe knowing the true meaning of the rainbow is going to give you the hope, the strength, and the faith you need to move forward in this season of your life. If you're like me, then you haven't been going through the best time, okay? I believe I have been getting some spiritual warfare. I believe I have been getting some attacks lately, just to be transparent. I think the enemy is mad about something, mad about the way that I am helping and encouraging people. He's mad about just me living a life that is honoring to God, and I think it really upsets him. And so I do believe he's been trying to get to me lately, but I'm pushing through. So, you know, if you want to send up a prayer to God for me, I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I will be praying for you all as well. But today I want to talk to you about the meaning of the rainbow. And I think this is really important because after I put this message together, I feel like that's when the attack started to come from the enemy. So maybe he just doesn't want people to know this, you know, and I do think it's so important to the point where the media and people have completely distorted the meaning of the rainbow, right? Like, when you think about the rainbow and the colors, immediately because of all the media and because of this generation, I immediately my mind goes to gay and homosexuality because that's what's been promoted. And it's so sad because the rainbow was never intended to be perverted like that. You know, it was intended to represent the promises of, and as you know, this podcast is called His Promises. And so God is leading me to make sure that I am telling people what God intended for the rainbow to actually mean. And this whole podcast is based off of His promises. So what better way than to talk about the actual meaning of the rainbow? And so today, every time you see a rainbow or all these colors put together, I want you to challenge you to think about the God's promises, okay? God's promises, because it's supposed to be this beautiful symbol of the promises that God has made to us as His believers, as the people who serve and glorify Him. And when you think about the rainbow, so if you have seen a rainbow lately, then I want you to know that that is a sign that God is trying to send you that whatever He has promised you, whatever you are desiring for, and you believe God put that desire in your heart, that promise is going to come to pass. So if you've seen a rainbow lately, be super excited because that means something is going to happen in your life that is going to amaze you. And God gave you that sign to remember that he is with you and that the promises that he promised you and the promises that he promised to us as his people are going to come to pass. I started reading this book lately called The Promises of God. And of course, I read it because I'm like, I'm going to get some new ideas for this podcast. And that is exactly what happened. And it was all by God that I came across this book. And the book was literally $2 because I got it at this really cheap discount store. And so it wasn't like I went into this place looking for this book. I went into this place to just like take my daughter so she can like walk around and just like give us a time outing to get out of the house. And it just so happened that I came across this $2 book called The Promises of God. And it's amazing. Okay. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about that today. And I want to also encourage you today by saying this: for every problem in your life, God has a promise for that problem. There is nothing you are facing that is a surprise to God. There is no problem that is too big for him. So today I want to talk about the rainbow, God's promises to his people. And where did this all start, right? Where do we see in the Bible that this started? Noah's Ark. Most of us know about the story of Noah's Ark. And sometimes it's painted as this beautiful picture. Oh, the animals march two by two. Hurrah, hurrah, right? It's this painted as this beautiful picture of Noah and his family and all the animals going onto the ark and the sun is shining. But really, if you know the real story, it wasn't so beautiful for the people who died in the flood. God was so tired of the mess that the people had made. He was so tired of dealing with all of the violence and the perversion and what had happened to the people. They have become so corrupt. God's anger burned against them. And he said, I'm going to wipe everyone out with a flood, but I'm going to save my servant Noah and his family. And Noah was to build the ark and to bring all of the animals on the ark. And that's the gist of it. And then, so it was 40 days and 40 nights. The earth, they were all went into the ark, and then the earth got filled with water. And so many people died, but Noah and his family lived. And at the end of the flood, when Noah and his family came out, there was a rainbow. And the rainbow was God's promise to his people that he will never again destroy the earth with a flood. And it was a promise that, yes, God had did the massive thing to get rid of the perversion and the craziness that was happening in the world and save the righteous, right? You know, it wasn't something he wanted to do moving forward. And so he made this promise to us as his people, as descendants of Noah, that Noah and his family, that he will never again do that. So we don't have to fear, oh my goodness, is God going to ever wipe out the world again because of our sin? We don't have to fear that because God has promises that he would not do that. And so we believe that he will not do that because he made that promise to his people. So I created this podcast. I had many confirmations from God about the name of this podcast, his promises. And I believe the reason that he gave me this name and why this podcast is called His Promises is because everyone has problems, but not everyone knows God's promises. And that is where I come in. That is where this podcast comes in. I want to remind you of the promises of God. Remind you that no matter what you face, God is greater. And with God, there's nothing to fear. And that he says that he has a promise for every pain and every problem that you're ever going to experience. And before we dive in to what some of those promises are, I want you to consider this, that every day there are two perspectives. There are either two perspectives you can take in life. You can take a perspective that is more pessimistic and kind of like the glass half empty kind of outcome, or you can look at life from the perspective of the glass is half full and an more optimistic perspective. And the reason why I say this is because oftentimes when we have problems, it's so easy to get stuck focusing on the problems that it's so hard to see God's promises. And it's so hard to see things from a different perspective that, maybe there is better to come. Maybe God is going to do something with my pain. Maybe God is going to turn the situation around. And so I want to show you through this little story how people can have two of the same exact experiences and their perspectives be completely different. And based on that perspective is how they're going to feel and how they're going to live their life. And I want you to stick around because I have some really interesting points that I want to make after I tell this story. But I want you to stick around because I do believe it's going to inspire you today to go on with your week with a new outlook on life and with a new perspective on life. And by taking on this more optimistic, more joyful, peaceful perspective, everything in your life is going to begin to shift for the better because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we have a mindset of faith and we look at our life through the lens of faith, through the lens that this is just a season in my life, it's not permanent. When we look at things through this season of my life is just temporary and better things are to come, we can thrive. And not just survive, we can feel hopeful about our future and walk in a way that is bold and confident. So here's a little story for you today. In a quiet town of Serenity Hill, two neighbors lived side by side. One was Joyce, an ever optimistic gardener who found beauty in the simplest things. The other was Evan, a skeptic who often dwelled on life's struggles. One morning, rain poured heavily over the town. Joyce, optimistic, looked out of her window and smiled. What a blessing. The flowers will bloom brighter after this, she thought, donning her raincoat to plant new seeds in her garden. Evan, hearing the same rain, groaned. Just my luck. Another dreary day. The roads will be muddy and my plans ruined, he muttered, staying inside and scrolling through bad news on his phone. In the afternoon, the laughter of children played echo down the street. Joyce watched her from her porch, her heart swelling with warmth. She said, "Their laughter reminds me of pure joy. How wonderful it is that they can find happiness in simple things." Evan shut his window, annoyed. "Kids these days are so loud. Don't they understand that not everyone wants to hear their noise?" That evening, a storm caused a power outage. Joyce lit candles, brewed tea on a gas stove, and sat with a book appreciating the serene ambiance. "What a perfect chance to unplug and enjoy the quiet," she said. Evan fumbled around in the dark, cursing under his breath. "Great, just great. Everything always goes wrong. This house is a prison without Wi-Fi." The next day, the sun shone brightly as Joyce and Evan crossed paths. Joyce greeted Evan with a cheerful smile. "Wasn't yesterday something? The rain, the quiet evening, it felt like nature's gift." Evan raised an eyebrow. "A gift? More like a curse. The rain was a mess, the outage was unbearable, and everything fell off." Joyce chuckled gently. "It's interesting, isn't it? We lived through the same day, but we saw it so differently. Maybe happiness isn't in what happens, but how we see it." Evan paused, her words lingering in his mind as they parted ways. That night, Evan sat by his window, watching the stars. For the first time in many years, he thought of the beauty of the night sky instead of its darkness. Joyce, meanwhile, watered her garden, grateful for the rain that had nourished it the other day. Though their perspectives had been worlds apart, a seed of change had planted in Evan's heart. A reminder that life's beauty might just happen on the lens through which you view it. So today, I want to ask you this question. What has your lens been like lately? Okay, maybe you find that you are a more optimistic, hopeful person who focuses on the promises of God more often than not. But maybe the last few weeks, for some reason, your mind just can't get off of all the negative things, situations, and circumstances that are happening in your life. And if that is you today, I do want to invite you to book a free call with me at bit.ly/HP free call. So it's HP for His Promises. It's capital H, capital P, and then free, FREE. Call, CALL. And when we book a call, we're going to just talk about what you've been going through and how I can help you through my growth program and my counseling program. So book a call with me today so we can talk about that. I want you to think about how has your perspective been lately? And if you haven't been focusing on God's promises and what the scripture says and taking our mind off of the problems of our lives, I want to encourage you today. Okay, and I have two quotes for you. One is by Winston Churchill. It says, "The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty, while the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity." And I just want you to let that sink in. And there's another one by Alice Morse Earle. It says, "Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day." And I say all of this to say that joy often comes from our perspective, not from actual reality. Because the same two people can experience the same reality, but one can have hope and the other can have a negative attitude moving forward. One technique marriage counselors often use with couples when they're going through a really, really tough time is to get them to see things from a different perspective. Transparency moment, my husband and I were in marriage counseling, and we would often complain about the other person's flaws and how the other person is driving us crazy and this and that and this and that. And all the problems that we had in our marriage. And the counselor, I didn't realize it until like recently, but the counselor would often do this very thing. He would get us to shift our perspective by doing this. And he would often tell us stories about other couples who were going through way worse situations than us. So if we're like saying, well, you know, we haven't talked in a day because we're so angry at each other or whatever, he would say something like, "Well, you know that there's some couples I counsel who sleep in completely different beds, who don't talk for months, who don't even do anything for each other." Like, he would just show us a perspective of like, okay, you think your situation is bad? Let me tell you about some of the couples that I counsel and how worse it could be. And so immediately that would snap us into reality and be like, dang, well, you know what? I'm grateful for our situation. I'm grateful that we're not that bad. And that would immediately make us feel grateful for where we were, which is insane, right? Because we're going into this like, we're so ungrateful, we're so unhappy. And then by just a switch in perspective, by just seeing that things could be way worse, immediately we begin to be grateful for the situation that we're in. And immediately, not only now do we feel grateful, but now we actually feel hopeful that if things aren't as bad as other people's situations, then this is actually a good sign that we can move in a positive, healthy direction. And that's what I'm hoping to do for you today, for you to see that, yes, you may have a problem in your life that seems like you can't get out of it. And I'm not going to go through all the different scenarios in which it could be worse, but I'm sure you know. I'm sure you can think of ways that your situation can be worse. And from with that perspective in the story that I just told you about, I want to encourage you today that even if your situation feels so hopeless, so draining, so hard to overcome, I want to encourage you today that there is hope. There is hope to better. There is hope that things will and can get better. And in the Bible, God gives us hope all throughout the Bible, right? There's so many scriptures that can give us hope. Like if we're feeling weak, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, "The joy in the Lord is our strength." And if we're struggling with doubts, there's a promise from the Bible from Hebrews 12:2 that says, "Let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." If you are financially in a position that you are struggling, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18 that you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. And if you are afraid of death, Jesus has a promise to us that says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live." So no matter what your problem is today, I want you to go out. This is your homework. This is what I'm calling you to do because I believe it's going to help you. Go out and find a promise in the Bible from God that's going to cancel your problem, conquer your problem, or help you live above it. So I just want to encourage you today that God is calling us to not rely on our feelings, to not rely on what our mind is trying to tell us, but rely on what God's promises are. And in this season, God is calling us to not let the enemy convince us that our story is over. And he will do this by getting us to focus on our problems. But today, God is calling us to focus on his promises. And so just like the marriage counselor trying to get us to see things from a different perspective, that is what God does through his word. God understands that you may be going through a lot, that we will go through a lot in this world. But from his perspective, he sees what we cannot see. And that is why he calls us to trust him with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are a lot higher than our ways. A lot of times we are not going to understand why we're struggling or going through difficult seasons in our lives, but it is all in preparation for the next season. And God knows that our faith is what is going to move mountains. So he encourages us to have faith, to have joy, to have peace, because being depressed, sad, worried, afraid, and focusing on all these negative things is only going to make us more stuck, right? In order for things to get better, we have to believe there is better, because without vision, the people will perish. That's what it says in the Bible. So without a vision for a better life, without a vision for a more hopeful future, without a vision for the great promises of God to come to pass, we will perish in our despair. We will perish in our weakness. We will perish in our depression. And so God is challenging us to think on things that are pure, holy. There's actually a scripture that says, hold on, let me bring it up. Okay, so the scripture is actually Philippians 4:8. It says, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So again, that is God helping us to shift our perspective. You know, the way that we feel is often because of the way we think, and the way that we behave is often because of the way we feel. So really, in order to start this change of our behavior, it's going to start by changing our feelings, and that's going to start by changing the way we think. And that is why God tells us in the scripture to think about the good things. Think about the lovely things. Think about the praiseworthy things. Think about the good things in your life that are happening, because we have to focus our perspective on what's good. Because if we focus too much on what's bad, if we focus too much on what we don't have and what we can't do and what we're going through and how negative and hurtful and painful our situation is, we're only going to spiral downward, and it is going to be hard for God to use us in a state of negativity. So in order for things to get better, we have to believe there is better. Again, without a vision for better, we will perish in our despair. So we have to believe that there are brighter days ahead. Believe that our current struggles are temporary. Believe that good things are to come. This is like a crazy faith, but this kind of crazy faith is what's going to change the trajectory of our future and what opens the doors for blessings to pour in. Okay, so I hope this has helped you today to know that we have the power to change our behavior. We have the power to change our feelings, but it all starts with our thoughts. And the Bible tells us to cast all our anxieties on the Lord because he cares for us. And I would even go to say that we can cast all of our negative thinking to the Lord. We can cast all of our problems to the Lord because he cares for us. And so today I want to challenge you with that. Think on things that are true, noble, or just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are good, that are praiseworthy, that are virtuous. And as you begin to meditate on those things, the promises of God and what he wants to do in your life, and that the joy of the Lord is your strength, anything is possible with God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. All of these scriptures that he gives us to encourage us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for hope and a future and not to harm you. Right? All of these promises that he gives us that we can cling to. I want you to do that today. So thanks for listening today. I hope this inspired you, encouraged you. If it did, send it to a friend, send it to somebody who needs to know that God's promises and the sign of the rainbow is to tell us that we do not have to feel depressed, sad, and worried and rely on our negative emotions, because God promised us better, and better is yet to come. Okay, cling to his promises and don't let go. God bless you.